on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will we meditate. One thing have I asked, of this will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty, the majesty, the glory of the Lord, and to seek Him in His temple. This is Jim with Wonder and Reality. We're still in Europe, in France. Please do listen to the worship in the previous message, very anointed, here in Franche-Comté, 2 hours from Paris. The wind is blowing through the trees, the birds are singing, the sun is shining. So many glorious things, wonderful things. The one thing, the greatest thing, what we should focus on, the one we should seek, Jesus Christ and His glory, His majesty. I want to give some sweeping truths, some new information, possibly. And it'll just be a short message. Here's the three levels of praise and worship. We thank Him for His goodness. We praise Him for His greatness. We worship Him for His holiness. Amen. We thank Him for His goodness. Amen. He is good. God is good all the time. He's the giver of all good gifts. Everything good comes from Him. Amen. Everything. Even to those who are unsaved. He's kind to the unthankful and evil. All good gifts come down from the Father of lights. Amen. We praise Him for His greatness. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. For His greatness, for His authority, His power, His great works, His greatness. And we worship Him for His holiness. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So worship of His holiness, that's like the third level. Right? Three is the perfect number. You know, there's three levels of prayer. When Jesus said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open. That's the three levels of prayer. That's the asking realm, where we ask, we present our needs. Then the second realm, the seeking realm. We're seeking Him. We must seek Him to find Him. The seeking realm. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's a command of Jesus. Seek Him first. The seeking realm. Then the third realm, that's the knocking realm. That's when we're close enough to knock. Amen. That's when we're close enough, we're just very close to fellowshipping with Him. But see, those three realms, most people, they don't continue on. Most people don't even begin praying. Right? Because most people are not even saved. 30% of people max are saved. Probably only 20 to 30% at most of those even begin in the first realm. Three realms of prayer. Three is the perfect number. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. He's speaking of the three doors, the three sections of the tabernacle. He's the fulfillment of the tabernacle. He's God Almighty. Amen. He's the revelation of God. He's the image of the invisible God. He is God. He's both the Son of God and God. Amen. He said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. Those three sections of the tabernacle were called the way. You know, the outer court was the way. The inner court was the truth. The Holy of Holies. The life. And remember, there's three phases of walking with the Holy Spirit. So notice how things line up very, very clearly and obviously and simply. The three phases of walking with the Holy Spirit, which I've mentioned in many messages, we should always be aware of that, those truths. John 3, John 4, John 7. Three phases of walking with the Holy Spirit. The way, the truth, the life. A great man of God once said, some find him as the way. A few find him as the truth. And very few find him as the life. There's also three heavens. The first heaven, the second heaven, the heaven of heavens. Amen. The first heaven is the atmosphere that we see when we look up at the beautiful sky. That's the first heaven. The second heaven is above that. And, you know, the devil, I believe, he may have... I'm not fully clear on this, but that's the place where, you know, angels and are traveling from heaven, the heaven that we know of, where God dwells, amen, his home. Traveling through that second heaven to get to down to the atmosphere, down to the earth. Billions of angels. And the devil, it could be, now I'm just presenting some things here, but the devil is the prince of this world. Jesus calls him that more than once in the Gospels, in the book of John. He's the prince of this world, which means, you know, when he deceived Adam and Eve and he got back dominion of the earth, of the world, not the earth, but the world. So man fell, man sinned, and lost dominion of the Adam, you know, lost dominion of the earth. Now Jesus came and won that back for us. So now we have dominion. We now have gotten that dominion back if we walk in it. You see, it's up to us to walk in it, to claim dominion over this earth, and because we have been redeemed by Jesus Christ and saved, and we've come out of the world. But the devil is still the prince of this world, and I heard a teacher recently say that, you know, he has dominion over that second heaven. Remember in the book of Daniel, again, I'm not an expert on the book of Daniel, but Daniel prayed for 21 days. And it took that long for the spirits, the spiritual forces to kick in, so to speak. We must persist. These are important things we should be learning from and listening to. In the book of Daniel and prayer. But there's three heavens. Three is the perfect number. The Trinity. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The glorious truths. the truth of the Trinity. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. That they are one. And the truth that He made us into His image. We have three parts. Our soul, our body, our spirit. When we find the Holy Spirit, when we find Jesus for real, He will reveal these deep truths to us. More than that, Himself. We will begin knowing Him. And it lasts for eternity. Just knowing Him. That's everything. In 10 seconds, you can tell someone the whole gospel that lasts for eternity. It's just about knowing Him. Anyone you're talking to, any person, it's just them and God. The most glorious truth possible. That they can know Him through the Lord and Savior. And be on a journey forever. And I go back to this so much and so often and want to continue to give this message. We could give a billion messages about it, about Him. And we would just be beginning. And He reveals all these wonderful truths, which, yes, they're wonderful, but they're just flowing from knowing Him. It's all about that, and everything flows from knowing Him. Like the truths in the Bible, and you know how wonderful the Bible is. It is. And we look at nature. We look at the world around us. We look at so many wonderful things. We could be in just focus on these wonderful things and miss knowing Him. Like I've said before, we have hundreds, really thousands of options every day of what to do with our time, with our energy, with our heart. Thousands of options, tens of thousands. Many of them are good things. We've all pursued those options. And we've missed just knowing Him. When we know Him, that's when everything begins. That's the center, source, and substance. And everything flows from that. And I want to finish up with an encouraging word to anyone who will listen. If you know Jesus Christ, you have the greatest thing a human being could ever have. Just you and Him. I agree with you now, if you want to agree with me, that He will continue to reveal Himself to you in a glorious revelation. That you'll receive everything that He wants you to receive, which will build hunger in you more and more so that all you will want is Him. And then that's when everything begins and continues. If you don't know Jesus Christ, it's the simplest thing for a human being. The simplest thing they've ever done is to receive Him. And when you do, you have the most valuable thing a human being could ever have. more valuable than all the wealth of the earth. The unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ that allow you, well, really, you now would know Him, which is everything. Everything. For eternity. I mean, that one simple thing is everything. And we now are on a journey that's eternal, where every day can be a glorious adventure. Amen. And I want to give some messages in the next... I'm going to try to give some messages about how it's... And this is serious. It may sound harsh, but it's up to us. It's up to us. How we respond. What we do. How we handle and deal with situations, and it's all up to us. I mean, literally every parable, every teaching that Jesus gave, everything is conditional depending on what we do. You know, that's really different from what many Christians believe and what they teach and what you hear. You know, dead religion and the traditional Christian church will teach that God is sovereign, there's predestination, that He's, you know, that we don't have, we don't do anything, we just, that's ridiculous. It's up to us what we do, how we respond. It's up to me. What am I going to do? We have thousands of options every day. And what's the scripture that we've heard many times possibly? Choose you this day whom you will serve. Today. Choose. Right there. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I hope you hear the wind blowing, and that I hope you heard the birds, and that the simplest things, and yet they are symbols. The wind and the sun and everything is a symbol of Him. All of these things are things He made. Like when we find the Holy Spirit, everything changes. Everything changes and flows and clicks. Everything makes sense. It's up to us how we respond. We could go through all 42 parables. I think there's either 42, 41, somewhere around there, parables. Every teaching of Jesus. He said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. If. It's up to us. There's three phases of walking with Him. It's up to us what phases we get into and go through. It's up to us. We have to make those steps. We have to. Why is that? We're made in His image. He made us in His image. We have a complete free will. Every person, complete free will. God can't make us. He cannot make us do anything. These are just glorious truths that I'm speaking extemporaneously. But I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen. I want to build hunger. In this message, I wanted to present some what I call sweeping truths. Things that are simple, but yet yet vast, eternal things, that truths that make us realize, wow, you know, it's right there in the Gospels. It's right there in the Bible. Yet we've missed it. We've completely missed it. When we find Him, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, that's when He will reveal all these things to us. And we will have this relationship that, again, it's the most valuable thing a human can ever have. And when we have that, everything else can be destroyed, yet this relationship can never be taken from us. It's eternal. Basically, when we find Him, we now... We really can't put it into words, but we now touch eternity . We have eternal life, which is knowing Him, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. We now leave the world and are transferred into the kingdom of God. We become children of God. That sounds simple. People discount that. But we're now His children, and I want to say this again, because we all need to hear it. He's so good and so great, so holy, so giving, you know, merciful and gracious, giving, magnanimously giving, abundantly giving, patient, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, abundant in goodness, abundant in truth. All these traits and more, all these truths and more, that when we just touch Him, when we just receive Him, we just begin that relationship, we now receive, we enter into all those things that He offers. Because He's so good, now it's up to us how we respond and continue. Because someone can receive that, and then they can walk away and leave. These are serious things. We never want to judge any other person. But these are very, very serious. It's like we need to continue on. Jesus told, this is a holy thing, but Jesus told Mary Baxter, He said, pray that you may be an overcomer. I want to finish up with that. It does depend on us. But at the same time, we can rest in Him and know, be still and know that He is God, and that He's going to complete this good work in us. Amen. More in the next message. Thanks for listening.